One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. RyanSickler.com and on all your social media. Starting this episode by saying thank you, like I always do. Thank you for supporting anything I do. I don't care what it is, telling someone, buying a shirt, whatever it is, thank you. If you're watching this far, drop a comment in there. Help the algorithm out, all right? Very excited today to have my guest here. This is a special treat. It's only second time we've ever done the double guest here in the Way Back. Ladies and gentlemen, the Scar Brothers.
Yo.
Welcome to the Way Back, gentlemen.
What's up?
Oh, it feels so good to be in the
Great
Way Back.
Great to see you guys.
Feels so good to be facing this way in the car.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Before we kick this off, please promote everything and anything you'd like.
So you can follow us on any and all social medias at Sklar Brothers, brothers spelled all the way out. Come see us live. We do our Tag It show regularly at the Comedy Store and at Largo. We'll have you on in the fall to do that. Where
I've done one before.
Oh, my God.
The Dynasty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. You were part of it. Yeah. Our friends do their sets.
I've been a pilot. You guys.
Yeah. We were shooting it. We were filming it. And you were so funny.
So our friends do their sets of comedy. We host the show. And while they're performing, we're on the back of the stage, just in the note sections of our phone, listening and writing tags, and then then afterwards we pitch our tags on stage in front of the audience. And it's great. Fun. It's like, we're trying to think of these jokes in the moment.
But what we love when we see you out in the world, which is
riffing,
having fun with each other, celebrating each other. Nobody in this business, the joy I get watching you laugh at other comedians, but the generosity in your laugh to me is one of the best things in all of comedy. I'm saying this to you.
Thank you.
Bottle it.
Frame it. Put it in a museum.
Do you?
Sold ringtones. You can get my ringtone.
I want it so bad.
I want to say this. I want to give you guys some flowers here for a sec because when I was in Montreal a few years ago now, I came. I bounced into the High Line. It was a midnight show. I was solo, came in single just by myself. And I came in because I was doing my show with DVK the next night. But yeah. I came in off of a delayed flight the day before they canceled our flight. And I was like, my first time in Montreal here. And I just want to go see these guys and have some fun. And I came in as a fan, which I hadn't done in forever.
I mean,
and
when
I
do we
sat
do that?
Down in the bleachers. That's the night I met Brandy. I sat there and you guys dropped a joke and you said, was it Rivulet?
a rivulet of Diet Mr. Mr. Piv. A Diet Mr. Piv.
Bro, I went rivulet out loud to myself, and she heard me say it, and she, I could feel like her look a little bit, and I just, the joy, and I just, again, that's what I'm saying, I just said to my, I'm there by myself, I know no one, I just met her, and said, was politely, can I, is anyone sitting here, can I sit here and watch, and I'm just over there, and I went, rivulet, again, and that's when she turned to me and she started laughing so hard. She's like, are you laughing at rivulet? I'm like dying at rivulet. So good. And that's what connected us. That's what bonded us.
So the joke was that
the joke is that, you know, men can't bond with babies because men can't breastfeed babies that much.
We all try it once. Yeah. What comes out of a man's breath? The answer is nothing. Not oat milk,
not almond milk, not a rivulet of Diet Mr. Pibb, a hard seltzer.
Diet Mr. Pibb and not Dr. Pepper again.
Love about Mr. Pibb, and this is talking about way back.
Is that a local drink?
Mr. Pibb was a Dr.
Kirsten,
Pepper.
Look up Mr. Pibb, please.
So it was a Dr. Pepper knockoff. And what you do, and what I love about it
I ask you, do you know this? Is Dr. Pepper a Pepsi and Pibb was a Coke thing? Like what? There it is.
Mr. Pibb is a Coca-Cola company.
To compete with Dr. Pepper, which was specifically in the Southern
market.
What I
kind of loved was that Dr. Pepper
went
all the way and got his doctorate.
Got his PhD.
Mr. Pibb's
just a professor.
He just got his master's.
I went to a technical school. I got a technical degree in spice from the University of Phoenix.
Mister, for Christ's sake. But I've earned a mister.
It was spicy in terms of, like, that was it. By the way, it goes down good as bad English. It goes down well.
Do you know, have you ever heard of this? And we're going to come back to this seat in a second, but I hear about, Kirsten, look this up, people putting peanuts or something in the South. Do you know about this?
Here it is.
It's a regional
tradition. Wait, go back for a second.
Never saw this.
It's often done to create sweet and salty.
Hey, this Coke doesn't have enough nuts in it.
You know what this Coke needs.
This Coke needs more kettle and nuts.
You know what this Mr. Pibb needs? Some nuts. Mr. Plant. Mr. Peanut. Get and Mr. Pibb's muffin.
Hey, Mr. And you know, as they're dropping in, they're like, Mr. Peanut, meet Mr. Pibb.
That's how they form Mr. Mister.
That's how Mr.
was formed.
Laser
on the nuts in my Coca-Cola.
All right, wait, let me wrangle this back for a second. Let's wrangle it back. The way back, this seat, you guys are 53 now?
Yes,
correct?
Sir.
53.
Okay.
Did you ever ride in this seat? If so, who had it? Tell us about it.
So we rode in this seat, but the truth of the matter is this seat was always like a little, it was even bougie for like certain station wagons. We would ride in the back where there was no seat.
Just where it laid flat.
And we for carpool, we'd be in the way back, and some people called it the back. Mm-hmm. We were in the Wallaces, like Linda Wallace, who our buddy, our Aunt Linda.
Hilarious.
Who was a phenomenal woman. 4'9", but literally had her personality could dunk a tennis ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, she couldn't palm a big ball. She could drop a tennis ball.
She was so funny. It still is really, really funny.
Like,
mom's
brutally honest about everything except for the fact that she's not our real aunt.
And she's driving you guys?
She would drive us carpool.
To where? School?
So it was to Hebrew school.
Hebrew school.
But on the way, we would have to stop at her son's allergist so he could get a shot.
Right. So
every day.
Every time we did it. So like every week that it was her time to drive on this thing. So like we would drive and we'd be in the way back,
and if you accelerate and the people are in the way back,
you're up against the window.
Boom, yeah. There's no seating whatsoever. We're just kids with like sitting next to groceries. It was like, it'd be like if you put someone in the trunk of a
but
hatchback.
She had a seat in there, Ran. She did have a seat in hers. We didn't have it in ours. We had an old Velari.
This is what you had here?
Velari. Yeah. Velari. That's what
that
we
you
had.
Say? You say
yeah.
Velari?
Velari. So ours was more like that yellow one down below right there. But ours was brown. So it was brown, and you just was
no the one with the,
that looks like
open.
Wood.
The one with that one.
Oh,
right
there.
This is what we had.
This is your ride right here. This is exactly what we had.
And this is yellow, but ours is brown. Exactly. This is the exact car that we had, and we would sit back
there. I remember one time we're driving this car down to the Lake of the Ozarks because we're from St. Louis.
Okay, do you guys know you have a way back in there, though, right?
Yeah, there is. Oh, no, it didn't pop up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, ours didn't have it. Ours didn't pop up.
Okay, yours
didn't. We had the lower version.
I was going to say, okay, because some people just leave it down for
those. No, we would have used it if we had it.
We would have used it for sure.
So we're driving down to the Lake of the Ozarks with our parents. It's raining. It's late at night. And
that's it, man. That's it.
For that's 100% it.
We didn't have the wood panel on the side, but ours was just brown all the way around.
For some reason, our dad, he's never done this in his life, sees a guy on the side of the road.
Old guy. It's rain. It's pouring down rain.
This guy could have been Charles Manson. Right. Like, he looked like Charles Manson.
And it's just pouring down rain. And this guy had like a gas can. He's probably 65 years old.
And
right?
Our dad, for some reason, pulls over.
Right.
To like. Pick this guy up.
Pick this guy up, which that was it. That was our car.
That's 100% our car.
Oh my God.
Look at the hubs.
Hubs are gone, man.
Hubs are long.
White walls. Those are black walls.
Those are black walls.
So we picked this guy.
So dad pulls over and picks this.
Who's in the car? Just the three of you?
Our mom's in the front. By the way, bench seating across the front. So our mom's in the front and he gets in the front between our mom and our dad.
Hold on, your dad picked up a total hitchhiker, and he sits between your mom.
We could smell how much liquor he had in the backseat.
Over the gas can.
I mean, as a dad, exactly.
Well, is that the gas can? No, that's
whatever Jack Daniels or whatever he's drinking, which is probably.
Oh my God, our mom was so mad at
turkey.
Him. She was like, "This is how we die."
Yeah,
this is how we die.
And where'd you take him? Just to a gas station?
Just up the road, like maybe a few miles, and then just dropped him off. And everybody was like, "What are you doing?" And it just was so funny because as a dad now of kids, you make certain decisions that you're like, ooh, that was like whatever I just did right there to
mistake.
Do that. Like I chose to do this layover between two. There's no way we're making this next flight. You just make stupid decisions. And now at the time I was like, Dad, you're such an idiot. But now I'm like, oh, I understand. And the pressure he must have been feeling to you know what I mean? The pressure he felt. Knowing that this guy's in the car with us was just crazy.
Yeah. All right. I'm a twin myself here. Yes. I have a twin question now. And sure. It just came to me.
Yeah.
I'm sure, like myself, you guys had to play on every same sports team because your parents weren't taking you to two different sports. When's a time you ever got to compete against each other? Are you buried under nonstop meetings and struggling to remember what was discussed? Fireflies is your AI teammate that keeps track of it all. From key takeaways to next steps, Fireflies keeps you organized. No more missed details or forgotten follow-ups. Fireflies has been a great tool for us here at the studio. They take any team call we have, give timestamp notes of key moments. They bookmark important spots, and no matter what we discuss, we stay organized. I just shot a bunch of fun content while I was out in Baltimore, and Fireflies has been a huge help on our calls while we get ready to share with y'all. It seamlessly integrates with the tools you and your team already rely on, with integrations across more than 60 different apps like Zoom, Google Meet, and Slack. Fireflies was designed with security in mind, giving you the ability to control who can view, share meeting notes, and even choose where to store your meeting information. What are you waiting for? Join the over 500,000 companies already using Fireflies and start turning your meetings into action. And right now, when you sign up for a yearly Firefly subscription, you get your first 2 months for free. Just go to fireflies.ai/wayback. That's right. 2 months for free when you go to fireflies.ai/wayback. That's fireflies.ai/wayback. Do you remember a time? Has there ever been, or just even if it's backyard stuff like ping pong?
We had ping pong table in our basement, and we were such bad sports.
Oh shit, man!
With each other, or we just in
just,
general?
Just mad
in
at ourselves.
Oh my God! If you like went, so we it was a not the metal ping pong table that a lot of people had. We had our dad's
old wood
from the 1950s. Wood. Table. And because we were such poor sports, if we would lose, we would hit the back of the thing. Like so many rackets, like you'd have the handle and the thing would fly off.
Right.
When you hit it.
And it would, there's just like chunks of the wood. So then it became on the baseline.
So if you're hitting it, it's going
to. So we started to learn how to play off the missing
play
chunk.
Off the chunk.
Because you get a not a true hop.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, if you can hit it to the chunk.
Dude, the other thing is our basement was finished. And like, so we lived.
Tell me about it. Describe a finished basement.
Dude, the basement was so, it was
you
so
don't
great.
Even get basements
so
out
what
here.
So what we lived in is similar to my house now. So our
can
house.
Do you remember the address?
Yeah. This is the house that our mom still lives.
Okay, we're not bringing that up.
So it's in St. Louis, but it's on a hill. Mm-hmm. And so the basement opens up to the backyard. I mean, dude, there's so much stuff in the backyard. So in the backyard, we had a deck. We have a deck. And underneath the backyard, we would have like, we had all the firewood to bring upstairs. Mm-hmm. It would all be like lined up down there. We like had rabbits down there that were hanging out. I remember we had like little rabbits in our hands. But when it snowed, we had like
one hill, then a flat part, then a steeper hill. And what you would run, dive onto your sled, go down the steep, the first hill.
We would use firewood to create a ramp that would just launch you off the second hill.
Down
into the street. Like cars driving.
I'm thinking you're going into the woods.
No, you're going down a hill into a street.
Street,
and then there's other houses. And if you could go all the way across, there's another thing hill. Down.
If you got a good run.
If you go as icy, you could go for days.
You just go
That's
for it. Like we're still going from third grade.
Oh, it was so icy. Fun. But the basement, we finished the basement, and there was a little alcove under.
There was like a built-in bookshelf and then like a small alcove underneath the bookshelf where nothing was down there. Like it was shelf, 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 books, but our Encyclopedia Britannica books that we had up there on there.
Alcove that's probably about 3 feet wide and like a foot and a half or 2 feet deep. So we got, this is so great because we played indoor soccer in St. Louis. Yeah. We were huge soccer kids and indoor soccer was so much
fun.
St. Louis Steamers. Thank God it wasn't Cleveland.
We used to play you guys, the Baltimore Blast.
Chicago Sting.
Chicago Sting.
St. Louis Steamers, Tacoma Stars. New York Arrows, Steve Jungle was a fucking cherry picker.
I was out there watching Paul Kitson and Timmy Whitman.
Stan Stamankovich.
We had Tony Glavin,
Carl Rose, Don Ebert, Jeff Cacciatore. These guys are unbelievable.
Sammy Bick.
Steve Petcher.
Ty Keough was on our team.
Unreal. Right. So like,
remember Tattoo? Remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
From
Tattoo is great.
Sorry, go ahead.
So we got from the Steamers. We had a birthday party at the Steamers. Our 12th birthday party. Our parents
at like the arena.
Yes,
at
our parents took 15 kids to a Steamers game.
Shit, okay.
Which I mean, back then I think tickets were like $5 or like $7, mm-hmm. but still it was awesome, and the kids loved it. And we got free the promotion was like a little orange rubber soccer ball that was so cool from the St. Louis Steamers. So now that's in our basement from the promotional thing. And you get down on your hands and knees on the kind of shaggy brownish carpet, like brown and tan carpet. And one person is in the alcove and that's the goal. You're the goalie. And you come down.
Not kicking, but with your hands.
We created a game where you had to try to stop. And that's the indoor soccer goal behind you on your hands and knees. We could play that for hours. And we had a stereo in there that was our grandma's old stereo. Oh, yeah, dude. So that's okay.
that's a Baltimore Blast soccer ball right there.
So that's soccer ball.
So a minier version
of
that.
Who's this?
That's me. That's Randy.
Okay.
You know, that was our, goddamn, that was such a perfect one.
That's in our great. That horrible boombox. Even in the at the time, that was a bad.
Got ours right here.
Oh yeah, that was
ours. Bowling pin from a bowling party.
Soccer. That was the St. Louis Steamers. That was a soccer.
That was
ball.
The big ball we got, but we got a smaller ball.
Same color, smaller ball.
So double cassette. Respect this is on your boombox.
Double
here.
Cassette. Double so you could cassette. Record.
That's right.
Racket ball, and goggles right there. Racket ball, up there, left.
Oh, I see. I see the goggles. So hanging off,
for some reason, Atlanta Falcons helmet. For some reason.
Oh,
no
that,
idea
I was wondering if that was like an old Jim Brown helmet.
No, it's a Falcons helmet.
What's the bowling pin?
Bowling pin. We bowled in a league. I like won a trophy like high series scratch. I don't even know what that means. Jay was actually a little bit better bowler than me. 82 Cardinals won the World Series. That was
that's
the first
the pennant from that thing. And that's our fireplace, which still exists. Mom painted it white. She still exists in our house that we live in. And it was great. That was a picture.
You know how you lounge comfortably on a brick fireplace?
Yeah,
Where am I going to just chill out? Listen to this.
Resting your elbow right in that crevice right there on the brick. Right there.
Polo shirt. So the basement's right down below it. So we're playing this game down below. We had a stereo down there. And for a brief period, we talk about this with, this is so much fun that we're doing this because we do this anyway. Like our buddy, and I'm not name dropping, I'm just going to say this because he's a great guy. And he's
of our age, also from St. Louis.
And he's so much fun to do this with, John Hamm. Hamm is the best. So Hamm was in St. Louis. He's a year older than us. He knew our next door neighbor. They went to school together. We knew the same people, never knew each other in St. Louis, became friends in LA and are now very good friends. But like, it was amazing because he did this too. There was a brief period in like 80, 81, 82, 83 where the radio station we listened to was Magic 108 FM, which was, it was R&B black radio station in St. Louis. And we knew every single song that
the
came
Gap
out.
The Gap Band, the Daz Band,
You know, Upside Down, like all the songs
cool
you listen
to. Cool in the Gang, Donna Summer.
Inside Down. Yeah. And round and round, upside down, you're turning me, you're getting around instinctively, round and round, you're
turning me. We do all of it. All the stuff that you skate, roller skate.
Honey, you are my shining star, don't you go away. I remember listening to that in the back of Brett Ficky's dad's truck.
Brett Ficky. There's nothing better than real names, dude. You couldn't make that one up.
Brett Ficky Fenton.
If you wrote that, they'd be like, we're not going to go with Ficky. Like, that's his
ready
favorite.
Fenton Strickland. Fenton Strickland, his brother Andy Strickland, is now like a sideline reporter for like the St. Louis Blues.
I love Fenton Strickland.
Oh my God. So
you're downstairs.
So we're downstairs playing the game, listening to Magic 108. Like we'd play the game for hours and listen to hours.
We listened to Magic 108 so long we'd hear the same song again,
like,
in the
House
rotation.
Again,
yeah,
guys.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, it was like, it was more like She's Out of My Life. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everything on Off the Wall. We were like huge Michael Jackson fans like back then.
Because we were young boys.
And we were the right age to be a Michael Jackson.
You sure were.
For Michael, we were the right age.
And it was our basement was a great place for us.
So then our dad bought, and this is so cool, our dad wound up splurging because this just wasn't his thing. He bought an actual pinball machine, which he spent like a couple $100 on this pinball machine. And we're like, God, this is so out of the ordinary for him. Cause we play ping pong in the basement. We play the hand soccer and all that stuff. But he bought an actual pinball machine, which there's a place in Eagle Rock, which is close to where I am on the east side, called Waltz. And it's a pinball bar. It's fantastic. They have like all these pinball machines. And they had one from the era. Okay.
Do you know what it was?
So the one we had was called the Flash. It was so much fun and it was in our basement. It was right next. You go down the stairs and it was right there in the basement, kind of opposite from the bookshelf with the thing. That's it.
That's it.
That's well the Flash. Kirsten. Unbelievable. So this was it. So I'm at Walt and they have another Williams one that was basically everything that exists in here, but it was a different, it was called like Splash or something. I don't know what it is, but like,
but
it,
the machines the same.
And
same.
I was like, I literally got, I'm like drinking a beer and I see this thing and I'm like, holy shit, this is our childhood right here. So the best moment I remember with this is because we played and our dad played and our mom would play occasionally, but whatever, like we would all sometimes go down there and just play. It was so much fun to actually play the thing. And we come back home. And our dad's upstairs, and we're there, and all of a sudden, we just hear like, boo, 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 boo. We go downstairs. Mom is by herself trying to game this goddamn machine. Yeah. All right, there you go.
There it is.
Oh, my God. You knew what was going on through, like, if you flipped it all the way up to the right, it would sit in that thing and give you extra points.
You could bounce those things up there.
Did you get good at it?
Yo, my God. We got so good, and it was so much fun. And the truth of the matter is like that was a splurge. It was like one of those crazy splurges. And you remember that shit. Like you say to yourself, you know, it's good to splurge on something every time to time because it provided so much joy for us in our lives.
Well, now you're still talking about it. You still remember it.
The fact that I saw that
other investment.
There's probably other ones, and I don't know if you can find like other ones that were like the Flash of that time. You know, there was like another one that kind of, but again, it was a Williams, other Williams.
They didn't make 20,000 of it. I just saw, I read quickly, they made 19,000 of those things.
So it's just, we got it used. We didn't buy it new. We went to like this place. I remember it was like a warehouse that had a bunch of things in our dad. I was like, yeah. And they delivered it to our house. It was so much fun. It broke down from time to time, but it was so joyous to have that thing there because two doors down, we had the Wallaces, who we told you we sat in their way back when when we would go on carpool and stuff. Wallaces had and built like the best pool. It was probably my favorite pool, backyard pool I've ever been to.
In ground,
kidney shaped pool, diving board.
That, see, to us growing up, that meant you had money.
100%.
If your pool was if in I the ground, see the side of your pool, you had money. You
know what if I mean? I didn't have to climb up to get in it, you had
that's
money.
Right, bro. If we don't have to walk around it to climb up and get
if
in
there
it.
There isn't a threat that it could drown the yard. We're good. If you aren't in danger of falling out of it and falling down
and hurting yourself, you can fall off my pool and break your neck.
If someone isn't saying to you, use the stairs to get out of the pool.
That was money.
So they had this, and it was like the stone around it was just everything about it was beautiful. It was fenced in. Lots of areas
they would have
to hang
all
out.
The Memorial Day
they had
barbecues.
Memorial. They had Labor Day. They had 4th of July. So like we never traveled. For those holidays, we just went to the Wallaces and we would hang out at the Wallaces and like all these kids would be there around our age. Great food.
Someone would have the Cardinals game on radio.
Playing on the Cardinals, Jack Buck and Mike Shannon broadcast playing underneath. And you go inside and their air conditioning was like
so cold.
Full fucking blast. I'm like, wait, why is the air conditioning at 51?
What are we in a casino in Vegas?
It's so crazy. And you go inside and they had a full tall Miss Pac-Man, like full Miss Pac-Man.
Legit.
And they also had a pinball machine too. But like
right, and like frozen like Snickers bars in there inside. It was like that house. And so it was the most joyous day ever. The parents were just chilling by the pool, probably having drinks. I don't know. Our parents didn't drink, but someone was. And eating all this great food, and you'd play inside on the thing, and you'd eat a candy bar, and then you'd run out
and jump
in the pool.
You'd be sopping wet, get like a severe cold, because it's like 50. You're like Walt Disney's hanging till you're left over here. It's like it's like the finals. It's like this. It's like the scene of, it's like Layla in Goodfellas. Yeah. You open up the truck.
Hanging
and
on to me. Okay, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Did you guys ever get grounded for something you did together? Trouble together.
Did we get grounded?
Did you ever get grounded?
No.
I don't think we ever got grounded.
We hid the bad stuff that we did and we got away with it. It's like Anthony Jeselnik talking about comedy. It's like, if you can get away with
it, then
the trick is getting away with it.
So I think we hid the bad stuff we did, and we never did anything too bad, but we smoked
some weed in high school, and we drank and smoked weed and never really snuck
no
out.
Police involved.
No police.
What about?
Oh, there was police. There was police one time, and I think we did hide this, but we hid this from our parents. So we're hanging out at right near our development was an apartment complex development called the Westgate Apartments. Mm-hmm. And they had a man-made lake that you could walk around. It was probably like a fourth of a mile of a walk around. You have to walk around it 50 times to get a workout. But like they had a boathouse there that was, and no boats on the lake. I mean, it's a tiny lake, but they had like a little boathouse there. And that's where we had our kids' bar mitzvah party. And Mr. DJ came to DJ the kids' bar mitzvah party. This guy DJed every bar mitzvah party. And he had 1980s.
I can't believe the name was available.
He had an assistant.
We got Mr. Pimp, Mr. Peanut, and fucking Mr. DJ. But he was the guy.
He had an assistant with him who had cerebral palsy. That was like the other thing. And I'm like, why are we making this guy carry the
equipment?
You know what I mean?
You're
like,
Mr. DJ. Hey, Mr.
G, I know you got the shiny jacket on, but this guy.
His fingers can get the milk crates better than me, like, man.
I'm like, what are you
navigate the stairs?
Like, we all felt bad for him. This guy,
I think we carried two crates.
All right. So,
Mr. DJ and Mr. CP over here. Right.
CP. So we're. Hey, CP, you want to grab that other.
Hey, CP, head back to the truck down the hill and get that other fucking milk cart out. Buddy. I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Hey, CP, I need you to
break this down, CP.
I need you to run down.
I got
to
go outside and smoke.
He's breaking it down. He's breaking
you,
it apart.
Hey, CP, can you pull that amp up those 80 stairs? We're gonna have to.
I'll see if I can get you a doll.
Hey, CP, we're gonna have to jerry rig these speakers because I don't think they're gonna. Can you get up there?
CP, can you get up there and hang these twinkle lights up here for some ambiance, man?
With some cord. This guy has got climbing on the roof.
Cerebral palsy assistance doing everything. Every guys. He's literally doing a thing to CP. Guys should be doing.
You could be doing this.
He could do this.
Don't make him do this.
Oh my God, it's too much. Too much. I mean, even his kids were like, this is not right. You know what I mean?
He should be doing that.
This is the worst.
He should be doing that.
So
I'm sweating.
Within proximity, me too. Within proximity of the boathouse and the lake, when we were in eighth grade, almost going into ninth grade, we started to like hang out in. We were going to be part of this like youth group, Jewish youth group called BBYO, and we're hanging out with older kids, B'nai B'rith Youth Organization. We're hanging out with older kids, and we're just hanging out like it's the summertime, summer before our
ninth grade.
And we had never drank, like never anything. Like, again, we're 14 years old, but like someone brought out the wine coolers and like we're just stupid kids in a public area near this lake parking lot. We didn't know. We just start drinking wine coolers and getting buzzed. And by the way, we're not driving. There's other kids who are 16 who are driving. And it's like
we're like 30 seconds from our house.
And the cops rolled up and we were like, oh shit. Like, we didn't know. I mean,
there's nowhere to run. I mean, they're like 20 feet away, light shining on us, headlights. And we're like, uh-oh. And they're like, what are you guys doing? And you can't be doing this. You can't.
How old are you? You can't be drinking like right now. And to their, I guess to their credit, they did not write tickets or anything. They just were like, get the fuck out of here right now.
And don't ever do this again.
So like, but we never told our parents about that. Like we never, that was like something we did, didn't tell them about it and whatnot.
They don't need to know.
They didn't ground us because we got good grades. We were like good students and we were nice to them. So like, that's literally all you got to do.
So
kids, that's what you got to do.
Do you have any sisters?
No,
it's just the two of us. So when you guys do vacations, are you flying? Are you driving? A little bit of both. What are you doing? What's a summer vacation?
We didn't have money, so we drove.
We oftentimes would visit our mom's parents and her brother who lived across the street from each other in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
So we go to Canton, Ohio,
drive St. Louis to Canton.
So we knew
how
the route.
How far is that?
Oh, it's 10 hours driving. Okay. It's a
and
long.
And you're in the Villari.
We're in the Villari, and we're driving up, and it's like, you go through Effingham, Illinois, you go through Terre Haute, which smells like sulfur. And we stop in Indianapolis. There's a deli there called Shapiro's Deli. It's downtown near Lucas Oil now, but like there was
the
nothing.
Best hot corned beef on toasted rye. The corned beef is so hot it melts.
Oh my God, there it is. Is that mashed potatoes in between it? Oh yeah. So there's a downtown.
Oh, it's the bread.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. There's the corned beef on the left.
On the left is a corned beef.
There you go.
God. So you see that? I mean,
oh man.
If they heat it up, it's so good. And then you see the little toast on the top of the thing. So the corned beef is hot.
I know, it's crazy.
Corned beef is hot. Corned beef is like super hot. It melts in your mouth.
It was like right. That was almost like the midpoint of the trip.
Now, who found this? Why was this a stop?
Our dad knew it. And he knew that we'd be, so we kind of set this as a marker. We're like, if we can get out of here by 8 a.m, we can be at Shapiro's by noon. And then we're there by noon.
It's like 4.5. Indianapolis is like 4.5 hours, depending on if our dad's driving.
So you're hitting lunch at Shapiro's.
Hit lunch at Shapiro's, and then we move on.
That's
for another
like a halfway point-ish.
And we get up to Canton, Ohio, and we were in Canton, Ohio. We had older cousins. We still do it. Dennis and Gordon, our cousins.
Oh, shit.
And Gordon was,
first of all, they got us into, they each had like cool, for us, they had like cool cars. Like, they weren't like Camaros and whatnot, but they were like Celica sports car, like you
Supra?
Know Toyota Supra, like yeah dude, this is what it looked like. Okay. Yeah,
that's exactly what it was.
So look at how badass this car is. It's incredible. So that was the car they had. They put tape decks in their cars. They would park the car in the driveway. They had a bit, so you drove in the house, and there was like
around the back.
There's like a huge square driveway that a basketball hoop on the top of the garage. They'd open the car door right here and play. That was the first time we heard Boston. That was the first time we heard High Infidelity, the whole album. We learned the whole album shooting hoops with these guys because they were 10 years older than us, shooting hoops and hanging out. And they were so nice to hang out with us. And they just played us all the music they had. It was so good.
And this was the thing. We were super into baseball, Randy and I, because we played baseball all growing up. Our cousin Gordon built this.
He's like a brilliant, brilliant, like almost like an engineer type. He's a doctor.
He cut the
now.
Bottoms out of tennis ball cans, tennis ball cans, strung like five together, put lighter fluid in the bottom.
Oh, hell yeah.
Put a tennis ball in the top,
lit the fucking lick, and it would shoot it up in the sky like 100 feet.
100 feet. Yeah. 100 feet. So we'd have to try and catch
like
it.
Like a potato. No, a little fire?
No, the ball was not on fire.
You're just trying to catch it coming
down. We were
down.
Just trying to catch fly balls. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, he would aim it out towards the backyard. He'd shoot it like 100 yards in the air, and we'd try to catch these fly balls. And that was as like fireflies are all around you. The fireflies are all around you. It's a hot summer Ohio night. The funniest part about Canton, Ohio, the only reason why anyone in this world
you know
world
how
knows,
big as sports fans we are. St. Louis had a football team when we were growing up, the St. Louis football
You've
Cardinals.
You've had two of them.
Yeah, man, but we were gone when the Rams came, so we were out
We grew
of
up
there.
Watching the Cardinals.
And we had season tickets on the night in Section 119. We sat behind the
There's a whole group of drunk guys from Ragazzi's restaurant who sat behind us.
There was one guy who was so drunk one time on Halloween, he wore a pumpkin on his head, and for the rest of the time, we're like, pumpkin head.
We called it pumpkin head. And he threw it on the ground when they lost, because they always lost. And we love the football Cardinals. We love the NFL.
Even though they were 5-11.
We love football. Our dad, we would go to Canton, Ohio once a year for like twice a year sometimes.
To visit our grandparents.
Probably we went 20 times. Our dad would not take us to the Hall of Fame.
Never.
Because he said it was a ripoff.
What? Too much money.
How much? How many times you went there?
It's like 15 times, 20 times.
Not
to Canton.
Once.
Never took us. So we were working. So late.
What you think? Just be like, fuck it.
So later in life, we're working for the NFL Network, and they wanted to do something at the Football Hall of Fame. Our first time ever going to the Football Hall of Fame.
We're like, we can't go to Canton and not call our Aunt Rita, who's like 85, mm-hmm. who lived across the street,
who all of her texts. All caps, like everything,
shouting
emails,
everything.
All caps. And you're like, why are you shouting? And then you meet her and you're like, oh,
she is actually shouting.
Yeah, she is. Shouts all the time.
Randy, Jason, Randy. So Aunt Rita, the bit we did with the NFL Hall of Fame was like, we're going to come to the NFL Hall of Fame.
We've never been because our dad never took us because he said it was
too
expensive.
I'm sorry. But here's the thing. We can't come to Canton and not also spend time with our Aunt Rita. We have limited time, so we're going to bring Aunt Rita
both at the same time. So we're talking to the guy from the Hall of Fame. We're like, so
was it weird when O.J. Simpson, obviously, when the crimes happened, did you have to think hard about removing some of his memorabilia? And they're like, no, obviously the football.
Hang on a second. Before you answer that, Aunt Rita, how are Dennis and Gordon doing?
Over and she's right, and she's sitting right there with her purse. How are Dennis and Gordon?
With her purse.
She answers the question. We're like, so when the NFL Football Hall of Fame expanded in 1990 and he talked about the expansion, we're like, that's amazing. So Aunt Rita, are you still working out at the community center, or where do you belong to a gym now?
Unbelievable.
She was so great because she played it straight, which was just amazing.
And then the best part about that is to be nice to our Aunt Rita, they said, look, we're going to give you passes so that you like a card, which is like you're a lifetime. You can come to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
And you can bring like a guest with you.
They're
thinking there's an 86 year old woman who doesn't like football. She's never going
to. And she had never been. She'd never been to the Hall of Fame.
Spent her whole life in Canton.
Never been.
So she doesn't give a shit about football.
Yeah.
But she loves free stuff. So she has been back to the Football Hall of Fame so many times
with so many people.
The guy emailed us. He's like, we're losing money.
We got to give it. We got to rescind it.
We got to take it back. You need to call your aunt.
Also, we didn't think you were going to live this long. You know,
you got to call your aunt and tell her to stop bringing people.
Did you not hear she's working out at the community center? She's going to be alive forever.
She's never going to die. She's freaking 50 people a year.
It's her new bingo.
They're literally, their attendance numbers have never been higher, and their bottom line has never been lower.
Because of Aunt Rita. But like that was, those were our trips. So like we never really like, I mean, as kids, we went down to Disney World down in Florida once. Mm-hmm.
We'd come out to LA because our mom had a brother out, or dad had a brother out here in LA. Yeah, they lived in Malibu, like up like on the beach, on the cliffs. It was really beautiful. We loved LA,
And our cousin, who's 4 months older than us, she went to Michigan with us, Melissa. She's got 5 kids now. She was an only child, but like.
All out here?
Yeah, her kids are kind of all over. So she's got twins that are the same age as my youngest daughter.
Graduating this year.
Graduating this year, going off to college. another daughter who's the same year as my older daughter, and she's at Carnegie Mellon. And then Hell she's yeah. got a son who just graduated from Michigan and a daughter who graduated a few years ago from Kenyon College, who is in the world of podcasting, helping like produce and cut clips and stuff like that. So a couple back here, we'll figure it out. But she was a big, big part of our life. She was like the sister we never had because we were like, even though we're two people, we were like one entity.
Yeah, we were like an only child.
Right. Kind of. It's a weird concept. I mean, you as a twin understand that.
I get it. Yeah. Right? We had a younger brother, but I do get it.
You were one entity. It was almost there were two brothers.
I mean, when you said Derek and Ryan, that was just like one name.
Right.
You know, we're Derek just, and Ryan. And it was in that order because that's how we came out.
It was like before we met Patton Oswalt, we thought he was a comedy team. Or like a ventriloquist, Patton Oswalt. Well, when are you going to get the puppet out, Pat?
Opening for him is Mr. DJ and Mr. CP.
Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ and CP could have been the greatest, like, BJ and the Bear
for real.
Cop
no
show
doubt.
From the 80s. Dude, that would have been the
buddy
best.
DJ show.
I mean, BJ and the Bear. Him do everything.
Everything.
BJ and the Bear, they call
he's
him.
He's falling and shit. He's like, be careful. Hey, man.
Hey, man. They're asking him
just
to do
giving him advice.
It gets a little rocky up there. But take all that other stuff.
Hold on as best you can, man.
Yeah. Dude, grab my utility belt. Grab that.
Grapple down. Grapple down.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Any games, I was asking you outside, any games you guys created, any neighborhood games like if you weren't from there, you're like, what the hell is this game? Like, what'd you all create?
So there were four houses on our street, like on our portion of where we were on the street. Mm-hmm. The corner was the Wallace's. They had, that's where the bus stop was. That's where the pool was. And we'd wait for the bus there. We'd like play games there. They had a great front yard across the street. There was a street. And then there was, you know, another front yard of the house across the street from them. We would play this game where it was like home run, where basically, and we were little, but like you would pitch it to the kid. The house is facing this way. The driveway's off to the side. You'd pitch a tennis ball and with like a, not a full bat. Was it? What kind of a bat was it?
It was kind of like a stick ball bat almost.
Thin. You hit it. And if you could clear the street,
that's a home run.
That's a home run. Okay. If you hit the house, it's a grand slam.
Oh,
the house across the street.
Shit. All right.
And there was only like one kid we ever saw who hit the house. But I remember one time I was playing this, like maybe one of my greatest sports moments. And we're like, it was, you played against teams and it's a tie game. And this is like the end of the game. Mom's already come out the house and said dinner. And we're like, shit, we got to go. And it's like the last one, sun's going down or ish. And I go and I swing and I hit it. And I'm like, oh, that's not clearing the street. That's definitely not clearing the street. And as it's coming down, a newspaper truck comes by. It
hits,
bounces
the top
off
the truck.
Goes across the street. I'm like, see you, bitch.
Touch them all. Touch them all.
It's like off of Seiko's head.
Yeah, dude.
It was so good.
That's great.
So
that's
I mean, like best
great.
Timing ever. I could not have planned it. I still remember it.
Isn't
to this
it?
Day.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that some of your greatest, you would think your greatest sports memories would come in like a high school. Nah, man. Nah, there were some backyard
the
memories
Wallace's
that were legendary.
Dude, when we were in high school, we played baseball for our high school team. There was our coach, Barry Rinderknecht. Phenomenal.
Come on, dude.
The greatest
thing. Like,
I can't make
Connect.
That up.
What the hell is that?
Like, literally, if you told me Rinderknecht is like who's taking over for Time Warner, that's your new new internet provider.
Rinderknecht.
We're with Rinderknecht. Oh, okay. I'm with Spectrum.
So what's your BB says?
What's your internet speed? So this guy was, he was there, but his brain was not there. Maybe the dumbest person ever.
Like, I was,
coached history, like remedial history.
So I didn't pitch. I was playing left field. Randy pitched and was playing third base. He's warming Randy up for three innings on the sidelines to come in to finish this game. And he walks out and he points to me in left field. And I'm like, no. I point to Randy. Oh, so he's pointing to me and I'm pointing to Randy and he's like this. And I'm like, I'm pointing that way. He's like, and it's the insane game of him pointing at me and me pointing at Randy to where he's like, get in here. And I run in and I'm like, what's up, man? And he's like, you're pitching. And I was like,
you warmed
him up for three innings. And he's like, don't tell me what I did.
Don't tell me what
so
I
do. So I come in. I'm like, I'm not a pitcher.
Coming in cold.
He loses the game.
I lose the game.
Of course.
Two pitches. Home run, double, or three, home run.
Walk
like,
off.
They aren't even, like, I'm not even walking dudes. They're just blasting off. And we lose. And I'm like, that's not my fault. And he's like, it is your fault. I'm like, you warmed him up. Don't tell me what I did.
Don't tell me what I did.
It was unbelievable. It was Barry hilarious. Rinder Barry Rinder Connect. So, yeah.
Barry Rinder Connect.
I mean, that was one of my great high school memories.
All right, Kirsten, you have some things you want to show? You have some pictures or anything you found?
Oh, my Lord. All right, oh, yeah. So we all, same haircut with our mom.
Great
Annette Sklar. Yeah, look at that. Just put the bowl on it.
Oh,
cut
my God.
It.
All three of you have the same cut.
Those aren't even... Those aren't even balls. They're like helmets. Yes. They're literally like,
it's like space balls.
Yeah.
We're like part of the empire.
Like it does look like you can take it off.
We definitely both look like kids that like Michael Jackson touched. But here we are now. You can see like my hair is kind of changing on the left and Jay's
still hanging on to the old hair.
Hanging on. Mom looks like Tennille from Captain and Tennille, Tony Tennille. And she was, that was in our living room.
Mom's cute. She's the cutest lady.
So sweet. And that's our old, like gross, like yellow, gold shade, like curtains around the front windows and those thick pull down windows with the like jaggedy. I mean, and we're wearing different, same brand, but different shirts.
Yeah. This is what I wanted to ask you. Did your mom ever do the identical twin stuff?
Never. She did. Well, so we wrote an entire show based on this, a two-man show. The only time she dressed us exactly like...
Damn, mom's styling.
Yeah, she was cool. Just like Elke Summer, like a Jewish Elke Summer. So the one time she dressed us exactly like we were 6 weeks old, she hadn't taken us out of the house yet. She dressed us in the nicest outfits, took us to the doctor. Just getting to the doctor was its own miracle. And, you know, when you're a kid, a parent.
Why do I look like on the stump? Someone was like, please don't pet the rabbit that hard. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like,
what? You got to dash it down.
You're squeezing it. So our mom takes
early days of CP here.
Jay looks like he has like a mortgage. I'm like, yeah.
So I see what she's doing. So you're identical, except it's like Bo and Luke Duke. You
red
got a
Randy,
red shirt on.
He's red
gonna,
Randy Blue Jay.
Red Randy Blue
red
Jay.
Red Randy Blue Jay. That's how it worked. So she can remember.
You got the red. He's got the,
mom looks
Randy's
like
the devil and I'm an angel.
You got right. Bo and Luke Duke here.
How do you know the difference? One's got a yellow shirt, one's got a blue shirt.
So here we are different even as babies.
Oh, as babies,
but we look
baby,
but we
babies.
Did look so much alike. And so our mom took us to the doctor. They for the first time took us away while she was talking to the doctor.
The only way she could tell us apart was the diaper pin. One had yellow, one had green.
Even her at the time. Wow.
So she...
And that's a mom.
So the nurse takes us away while the doctor's talking to her about how we're developing. And she says... And brings us back to our mom like a second later. Just
it's like, here you go.
Home.
I put Pampers on your kids here. Our mom's like, wait, what? What'd who you had do? Which... And she's like, I don't know. And hands us the diaper pins, hands are in a little baggie.
And our mom's like, wait, you did what? And she's like, well, our mom's like, who had which? I don't know. You don't know who had which? And the woman's like, you don't know? Our mom was like, so embarrassed, brought us home, sat us up on the couch. Like I look at that picture and I'm like, is it possible that it's me on the right and also me on the left? Like, I don't know.
Like I can't, there's no discerning.
How does she figure it out?
So they guessed. Our parents, our dad.
Wait, you actually could have been opposites.
Yeah.
So
at what age is this?
This is six weeks old.
Okay.
They guessed, they buried it because they were in their 20s and new parents with kids. We found out about it because of our Aunt Linda when we were 10 years old down in the Lake of the Ozarks on a trip. Because our Aunt Linda was like, you still don't know the difference between your brothers. We're like, wait, what? And we find out about it. We got so mad.
Wait, how old are you when you find
10.
Out? Oh, okay. So you don't know about it at all till
no.
then. And it just comes out.
But they were at that age where we're like, how dare you? Yeah. We got so mad. And we were like, you got to go to the, you should be arrested. We should call the police. You know, like crazy.
Call Andy Summers. I don't give a shit.
Call Sting. All right. So we're like, come on,
any police.
And
any police.
And we try to find out, thank you, for years, for decades. They keep squashing it and kind of diverting our attention, which is
what
you do.
But what are you trying to find out?
If we can find out if we are who we are.
Because we've been
and how could you?
You could go back to the hospital and check your footprint versus
the one
footprint that they did for you.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
So, but we didn't know how to do that when we were 10, and we didn't even know to ask for that. We only kind of started to become hip to that when we were like 40, when our dad passed away, and we came home and we started to like look into like
We're like, can we figure this out? We can figure this out. And then
we call the hospital and they're like, no, we don't keep the records. We burn them. We're like, what? Burn them.
Is that right?
They said they burn the records. We're like, that's a little violent, but fine. All right. So we get.
This isn't a library in Tampa.
Right.
We threw that in some Huck Finn books in a box.
We told your cousin Gordon to put it in a bunch of tennis cans.
A couple of copies. We were catching them out there.
So like copies of Sense and Sensibility. So we get, we're 48 years old, and Randy found some key to some trunk we hadn't opened in our house in decades. And he opened it up.
Right?
And he found
like an old memento that was a footprint. And from the hospital.
So this was an ad. We were in an ad. We were in a Kodak picture ad. That
was
us.
That's a big deal, Kodak.
That was a big deal.
Wait, hold on. Let's come back to this.
So we find the memento, and then we did the one thing that anyone would do.
That anyone would do in that moment, and that's call This American Life and see if they want to go on the journey with us.
And they did, and they found us a forensic specialist down in Buena Park, California. And this happened, and we found out the answer to the question. It's all part of our two-man show, which we're hopefully going to take to Broadway. Because it's a show about identity.
Are you who you thought you were?
Well, you got to come watch the show. But what's great about it is what we realize, and I know you realize this too, is what we realize as we wrote the show, is that when you're born, your parents are, and you come into the world, into consciousness, your parents are your parents. They're not people. They're just your parents. And you don't really start to see them as people until you have kids yourself.
Amen, bro.
And then
long game.
they turn into people when you turn into a parent. Mm-hmm. So that you kind of do this identity swap and you start to be like, oh, this is hard. You're getting bombarded with hard stuff all the time.
You think the script of your life started on page one when you were born, but it really started.
You came in on page 30.
Oh, yeah.
They had a whole life before you got there. Right. And so when you start to dig into
what... I mean, we're in Vietnam before you guys. You know what I mean? There's a lot going on for you.
There's great stuff happening. There's set pieces before you arrive in the script.
Real. Right?
So what you don't know that. And so when you start to understand the full picture of the story of your family and your life and where you fit in, then you start to understand how hard it is to be a parent and that they were just doing their best and our parents weren't trying to bury information on us and dodge the answer. And we start to understand who we really are. That's what the show's about. And that's what we think life is about. And that's why I love this show. I love The Way Back because you start to look back with the perspective that you have as an adult of the things that you did when you were a kid, and you start to see what you loved about it, what was insane about it, and all that stuff with the perspective of an adult looking back on it is, to me,
the greatest. And you figure out like exactly who you are. So anyway, the show's called The Born Identity, B-O-R-N.
Love it.
We took the pun out of it, made it exactly what it is. And hopefully it goes to Broadway like in the next year, we hope.
Good for you guys. Let's see, my mother desperately wanted. Can I ask you this?
She dressed two people who didn't look alike exactly alike.
Not even you.
Yeah. Two other people.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Two people that look nothing alike, identically dressed.
Oh, my God. I mean, you're like stage hands for mom and chance.
Look at you guys. We look nothing alike. And she's dressing as like.
Can we get a little more flip on that hair? Just curl it up.
From the gay one on the right. As me. the little gay one on the right.
Those pants are so thick.
On the right, there's a sense of you being like, come on, man. Take this, man. I gotta do this.
It's my third smile, bro.
I can't sit in here in these Calvin Pete pants.
Olin Mills,
like,
man.
Those are three-ply pants.
We had Olin Mills.
Those are so
Olin Mills would be like, I love Olin Mills would have like a picture of a forest behind you and one practical log in the front.
That's it. Where does carpeted step come from in the woods?
Dude, there was a play. Okay, there was our
there
friends.
It is.
There were twins older than
I. Look at that carpet, bro. It's always carpet.
Dude, that was like our basement carpet. But there were twins older than us. These guys, the Ziegelman twins.
The Ziegelman twins.
Larry and Terry Ziegelman.
Larry
and Terry. And every time they outgrew their like sport coats,
our parents would be like, you got to go over
to the Ziegelmans and get new sport coats.
Right. Get your blazers.
And we'd go to get the
Ziegelmans. So the Ziegelman's father owned, or their family owned, a shoe store, like a kid's shoe store.
this is the greatest thing I've ever heard of.
With like carpeted tunnels that you could climb through, like a cat.
Like Stride like Right cat or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, like Stride Right. But there was like a whole like series of like you're going under the city. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like just kids climbing around in this thing. I'll never forget that. Oh my God, this is great. And what you can is see, it's high school. It's a bunch of twins in our high school. I think.
This is a twin piece. And oh, yeah, wow.
So there were the Zinberg twins down bottom left.
So those funny. We had kids, the Ziegenfuss twins.
The Ziegenfuss.
Yeah, they played on our soccer team.
Of course they did.
Brian and Jeff, fraternal though.
Right. These girls, I remember these girls in the middle. They were sweet. I don't really. And is that Mrs. Groth? Oh, that's a dude.
So all right. So Mrs. Groth from the yearbook.
So right, she was the yearbook editor. I was writing.
You will love this story, Ryan.
I wrote sports. I wrote the sports thing.
My daughter's a senior right now.
Second half of senior year, you're checked out. But
she's
I still
about
have responsibilities.
I'm with a kid who is in this mindset right now, so I know.
Already. So I'm writing this essay about this guy who was a cross country runner, Ryan Unterreiner.
Phenomenal name.
And his sister Carrie was in our
so
class.
Sweet. And we saw her recently. She came to a show. Awesome. 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 Very cool.
So Ryan was one of the best cross country runners of the school. And I was like, the late at night, I might.
In the state, this kid was
and
great.
I was like, he runs like, and I'm looking for a word to describe what's an animal. And I didn't want to say cheetah. And I didn't want to say, so I was like, he runs like a gelding. So if you look up what the definition of a gelding is.
Is that a fish?
No.
It's, wait, before I want you to look up what a definition of a gelding is because I want.
Okay, hold on. The definition
G-E-L-D-I-N-G.
Of a gelding. G-E-L-D-I-N-G. Okay. Okay.
A castrated male horse.
So that's what I wrote.
And
in
by the way,
paper.
It got, and since Jay's the editor, that goes out.
It out, like I checked, I was the guy who sort of like checked it, and I was like, oh, that's what it's going to be. And it got out,
The family, the parents called, and they're
complained.
Like, complained to the
Mrs. Groth who was up there in the corner.
And
of
she came at me and she was like, what, how, why would you do this? Like, now these people are upset. And I'm like, tell me honestly, if you were castrated, wouldn't you run fast? You're losing some of your weight. That's
especially
deadly.
The moment they chop it. Right.
You're fine.
Get this
run across the country.
Get him a mile and a 16th.
So I had to
you
ride
didn't
her.
Head upstairs the encyclopedia. I had a good G section. No.
That's
G-H
down,
G-H
down
oh, sorry, under, my bad.
Underneath
that's
the,
right.
above the goal.
Yeah, we went downstairs to do it, but then we played hand soccer, for an hour, and I forgot why I was down there.
Beat
but
the shit out of some ping pong battles.
I'm telling you, I had to call this dude and apologize.
She was
to
a
him.
Great teacher, but that was
I had to apologize.
Sorry, I'm a senior. I don't care.
I love this. That was great. This was probably in our yearbook.
Are there any other twins prior to you guys in your family?
Our grandmother, I think, was a twin, but her twin died at birth. So
see,
like,
we're
exists.
My brother and I are products of fertility pills. We're not genetic twins. We were some medical 1972 pill twin.
Amazing.
And that's why I'm saying my mom was like, look, it's nonstop with this shit. It's mental illness to take two people who don't look alike and just dress them.
It's just throw them in girls' clothes. Too.
Yeah. Immediately, as soon as we rolling up, we're like, fuck this.
Dude, but your haircuts are the same,
haircuts. We all went to the same barber.
Same haircut.
Same barber. John's and Arbutus.
Same,
first
same blind barber. That's unbelievable.
We went to the barber that our dad took us to. His name was Klaus. Klaus the barber sounds like a Nazi that
no
was like
doubt.
Hiding in Argentina.
No doubt.
So he was German, and
his
haircut place was in the bottom of a parking garage in Clayton, Missouri. And I'll never forget him because, like, talk about like a Nazi or like a James Bond villain.
He had a fish tank.
He had a fish tank full of piranhas.
He is a villain.
Piranha.
He's a villain.
Like, and we throw meat in there. We're like, who is this guy?
What are we doing?
They were like, Dad, you got to go to Klaus the barber.
That's awesome, man. Just box it in the back and take a little off the side.
You want the piranhas to
bring me as a Jew. Who is next? Who's next?
Does it hit? Is it safe?
Is it safe?
You guys are Jewish kids getting your hair cut by a Nazi.
Klaus the barber.
Who's feeding a piranha?
Hang on a second. Tell me who this guy is. His name's Klaus the barber.
On principle, I'm not taking you in there. You know,
our dad was just like, "Yeah, I think it's like $6."
It was a good cut.
Yeah,
it was a good cut.
$6. It was inexpensive.
Oh my God.
Our dad thing. Every time we got a haircut, it's gonna grow out.
It's gonna grow out.
It'll grow.
Out.
Like, grow that's out. Not the way you should be. But our parents were always, and again, our dad was like, again, saving money was like such a thing for us. And I hate that it's like stereotypically Jewish, but I think it was just because we didn't have a lot of money. They took us to a place. You got to look this place up because it does not exist anymore in St. Louis, called Mr. Steak.
Mr. Steak.
And I realized it's another Mr.
Steak. Mr. Steak.
That is a lot of Mr. shit, man.
Yeah, again, these aren't professional people.
Mr. Steak, St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri in the 1970s. Okay.
There, so much Mr. going on.
Mr. Steak was, okay,
Mr.
there it
Yuck.
Is right there.
Y'all remember Mr.
That's
Yuck?
It. That's it. Okay.
Oh, Mr. Steak.
So you would
okay.
take us to Mr. Steak. All right,
is this a big deal?
Oh, God, I remember this.
This is like a big night out.
No, we went to Mr. Steak, and I'm telling you, a drumstick. This is what our dinner was. A drumstick.
Of what?
Of chicken.
Because that Mr. Steak.
It was a drumstick from Ansley Dunbar, the drummer from Journey.
What do y'all get to Mr. Steak? I'll get the chicken.
No, so we get.
What are you known for here?
What's the name of the place?
What's the name of Mr. Steak?
And what are we going to get? Oh, the chicken.
How's the chicken?
Motherfucking. This everything is steak. My whole legacy is steak. I'm going to go with the chicken.
The boys will have the chicken. So we got a okay, a drumstick and a and a half.
I'm sorry. The whole thing's Mr. Steak. Okay, a
like we didn't
stick.
Trust the steak.
Yeah,
Mr.
No,
steak.
Clearly, clearly.
A drumstick, which is a fried drumstick, and a peach wedge. Okay, just a half of like
wait,
a wedge
a
of,
piece?
On a on a lettuce
on
garnish.
A lettuce garnish.
Wait, the fruits on lettuce.
Guess how much it was. Guess how much that was
in the 80s.
No, in the 70s.
Yeah, late 70s.
$3.99.
How about
29 cents?
29 cents. For 58 cents, he fed both his kids at a sit-down
well,
restaurant.
Well, he fed both his kids two pieces of chicken, yeah, half a peach.
Hey, man, we ate it. We ate it.
We're like, that's enough.
Oh, my Lord, dude.
I mean,
this place.
Just,
and I
that's
just remember, I remember, I will not forget this place. It no
is
longer
it still,
exists.
Oh, it's not there.
No, no it's not
exists.
There.
I can't believe Mr. Steak.
There it is. There it is.
Does that bring
was
it back memories?
Oh, but our totally, dad was so totally. Fun. Our dad was oh, so funny. Like, he wasn't a comedian, but he would pull shit on people. This was so funny. Like, he'd go into, there was an A&W root beer.
Or there's
like,
a Flaming Pit. Didn't we do it there too?
The like, Flaming Pit where like they'd go into
Flaming
like,
Pit. That's another St. Louis restaurant.
Flaming Pit. Had, like
up.
A sunken area.
Sunken like fireplace in the middle. St. Louis Flaming
like
Pit.
Like a conversation pit. The Flaming Pit. Yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah, there you go. That Flaming Pit. That was it. All right. They didn't have the sunken thing, but that was a Flame Pit is where we were. Okay. Yeah, perfect. That's it. So
look at people dressed back then. Like,
so our dad would go. Now. Our dad would smoking. Go into the hostess thing. Yeah, the, like mm-hmm. the thick. It's like your pre-concert at like a Grateful Dead show in '77. So he would go in and he would see people that he knew there, and then he'd kind of back up and he'd be like, "Go over to that table over there." To the two of us, we're like five. Walk over to that guy. See that guy wearing that jacket over there. Walk over to that guy and just say, "Daddy." So we'd like go over and do it.
And you guys would do it.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
There you go.
It was great. It was just unbelievable. Daddy. Just hilarious. And we
is it, where's this, Mr. Steak?
Yeah. Oh, Flaming Pit.
Flaming Pit. Children a buck for fried chicken.
Look at that shrimp cocktail, 85 cents.
85 cent. And 85 cents. Steer burger, 85 cents.
Steer.
Steer is not even.
Steer is that?
How about a Frontier Frank for 60? Oh, God,
look at that.
Deluxe salad bowl.
Fries, 35
Give me
cents.
That little wrangler.
55 cents
so for
deluxe.
85 cents, you get a hot dog or a burger on a toasted bun. You get fries.
Fries.
I mean, that's
milk
a great
or soda?
Deal.
Dude, that was.
He's got seafood over here, too.
What are
rock
we doing?
Lobster.
What
rock
are we
lobster.
Doing? What are you?
Rock lobster is another way for saying, like, this ain't lobster.
Yeah,
you
no.
Know, you put
it's
something
it's different than what you're
come
used
on,
to.
This is not.
Why does this only have one claw? They try to tell me one time I went to Mexico, and they're like, it's a Mexican lobster. I'm like, you guys are
come
cracking
on.
That other no. claw
come
off
on,
and putting it in your bisque and shit. I know what's going on. They don't have one lobster claw.
He's waving.
No, no,
he's
no,
waving.
Like bullshit.
That's
you right.
That's
one
right.
off,
he
and you're using it. Not throwing
it
out there, using it for stock, and you
he's
know they're.
He's waving.
He's waving.
He's saluting. That's
guys, like thank it. You so fucking
oh
much for
God.
Coming to do this. Please come back and do
By
another
way,
one.
There's
we're
so
just,
much
onset.
We are not even scratching
you're,
the surface.
You're definitely coming back, please.
I love it.
We are genetically designed to do
this.
This
is your show.
This
yes.
is our show.
I love it.
Promote everything okay. one more time, please.
Supersklars.com has all of our dates. In the middle of August, 14th through the 16th, we'll be at
CB Live.
CB Live in Phoenix.
Oh, great.
All those dates, supersklars.com. We're going to do the Tag It shows where, again, we told you our friends comedians do their sets. We tag their stuff so in front of everybody. You'll do that, the one we do in the fall in at Largo. But again, follow all our stuff, and we'll tell you what's going on at Sklar Brothers, man. Thank you both.
Dude, you're
the best.
Thank you.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.